Springfield Police Chief Philip Thorne, who sits on the 15-member statewide Council on Human Trafficking, says he's been researching John Schools. It's a school meant to educate men arrested for buying sex.
I found one Department of Justice study relating to this, and that's from back in 2008. Everything that I found so far deals with the best aspect is in male socialization training for young people. There's more research to be done, and I'll continue doing that.
There are mixed reviews on the concept of John Schools and how well they work. Among those doubtful of the program is Attorney General Pam Bondi, who leads the panel.
So right now we're unsure about the John School. Frankly, as a career prosecutor, I have mixed feelings about it, too, what good it does. I think notifying their spouses probably does more good.
Terry Coonan, the executive director of Florida State University Center for the Advancement of Human Rights, says the first John School sprang up in San Francisco, California.
Actually administered by female survivors of prostitution and sex trafficking. They do show some good things. Statistically, the jury's still out. They seem to show about an 80-85% non-recidivism rate for the first 6 months. There's not a lot of research after 6 months in terms of are there reoffenders.
Still, the panel is sending some members to other states to look into John Schools. There have also been repeated calls to add labor trafficking as part of Florida's ongoing anti-human trafficking effort. And Coonan says while Florida is a model for other states in terms of its efforts, it's behind the curve in terms of labor trafficking.
Curiously, and perhaps most disturbingly, we've seen almost no labor trafficking prosecutions in Florida in the last 5 years. Some of the federal funding has disappeared for our coalitions, and law enforcement, I think, correctly tells us labor trafficking is very time intensive. It requires a lot of background work, a lot of undercover work. It also requires getting into places in our state where financial records are kept. And this is an area where law enforcement is not always trained to conduct that operation.
The panel also got a first look at a smartphone app that's aimed at educating mainly students on recognizing the signs of a potential human trafficker in a sort of game. Haley Corbett is in charge of the engineering and computer simulations for the Awareness Combats Trafficking, or ACT app, developed by a group called the Lifeboat Project. Corbett outlined one of the scenarios in the app that follows a female character.
The second scene is social media encompassed. So on her social media, she's now posting provocative photos. She's listed as in a relationship with this guy. He is telling other men if they want to contact her, they should get in contact with him. So we want them to really understand that social media and the internet plays a huge role, and they really need to be more cautious than ever before about who they speak to on social media. And that episode tends to be the one that it takes the longest for even me, and I wrote it, to get through, because I'm like, this could be a red flag, or is this a red flag, or are all these things red flags, and they probably could be.
Lifeboat founder and executive director Jill Cohen says she hopes the app will be up and running in Florida schools by 2017.
And what I love about this, General Bondi, is the fact that you can be 5 or 85 and play this.
And Bondi says she's on board.
If you could consider perhaps presenting this app at the summit, it's amazing. It's like a comic book. It's great.
The ACT app should be available on iOS App Store and the Google Play Store by January. Meanwhile, the council is gearing up for the Human Trafficking Summit, expected to take place October 29 to the 30th in Tampa. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.